Light one candle for hope, because the world is broken and the wait is long, but hope just won't let go.
Hope holds space for all our longings, lingers on the edge of harsh reality, like the dawn gently awakening the sky.
Keep awake, she whispers, for the world is being made new. So we light one candle, because it only takes one, Christ with us.
Welcome to everyone on this first Sunday of Advent, November the 29th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. I am Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. I can't believe that it is November the 29th. Where has the time gone? In this weird and uncertain year, some days time seemed to go by so slowly, but as a whole, this year has flown by. And it is already Advent. Thank you to the Bond family this morning for lighting our first Advent candle, the candle of hope. Throughout the season of Advent, we will have different families who are participating in the service. Our Christmas edition of The Messenger will go out tomorrow. Please look for it in your inbox and your mailbox. Our go-to meeting coffee hour starts at 11 o'clock this morning. Please join us. And our first confirmation class will also take place later this afternoon in go-to meeting as well. As we enter the last month of 2020, please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you to all who continue to support and pray for our congregation. Throughout this service and the season of Advent, we will be using worship resources prepared by the Task Force for the Resumption of In-Person Worship of the Eastern Synod. Today, the Reverend Karen Ware Jackson wrote the Advent litany that we will be using for the season of Advent, and the Reverend Doug Rebley, who many of you know, assistant to the bishop, wrote our prayer of the day. Let us now take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, who comes to us again and again through the marvels of nature, in the person of Jesus, through the voice of conscience, and through your Spirit that dwells within us, make us receptive during these days of Advent to your still small voice that calls us from childishness to childlikeness, from fear to faith, from greed to generosity, and from a life that is self-centered to one that is centered in you, the ground of our being. For we want our lives to reflect the spirit of the one whose birth will soon be celebrated. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first hymn is Awake, Awake, and Greet the New Morn, and that is from the ELW number 242.